Wildlife rehabilitator Marge Gibson is not looking forward to Wisconsin's gun deer season.
Deer season is very bad for bald eagles.
At a Raptor Education Group center in rural Antigo, Gibson stands in an enclosure with a bald eagle. She grabs its legs, pulling the long, sharp talons away from her, and then pulls the eagle close, the curved yellow beak and white head just inches from her face. The eagle is calm in her embrace.
Every winter, after deer season, we get a lot of bald eagles in, sometimes up to two a day, that suffer lead poisoning. And it's not something that they can get rid of on their own. And yet people still seem to think that it's some sort of fabrication that environmentalists have come up with.
The eagles get lead poisoning by feasting on shot-riddled gut piles left by deer hunters in the woods. The sick birds are brought here for the expensive chemical treatment. And at about $2,000 per bird, the cost adds up. There are 50 lead poisoning cases among the 700 injured birds Gibson cares for every year. She has only 3 full-time paid staff.
We have one of the largest facilities in the country, and we have the smallest staff that anybody's ever heard of.
Gibson draws no paycheck herself. She gets no federal or state money and relies completely on private donations to meet annual operating costs that she says total several hundred thousand dollars. In another enclosure, a great horned owl manages to rest on a perch, even though both of its feet are missing. The bird was picked up in Merrill.
The feet were chopped off, actually, because it was right on the joint, so it was a horrible abuse case. There's a lot of strange people in the world.
Inside Gibson's medical office, a 9-month-old loon swims in a bathtub filled with minnows.
She was found with fishing line wrapped around her beak. The fishing line had actually twisted around her tongue and had pulled it out, so she wasn't able to even drink. She swallowed a fishing hook.
Marge Gibson worries that many of Wisconsin's northern lakes will no longer echo with the haunting calls of loons, because all of the birds that migrate here spend their first 4 years in the Gulf of Mexico, swimming and diving in water that is now fouled by the BP oil spill.
They also dive through the clouds of dispersants. We don't know how that's going to affect their eyes, for instance, or their ability to keep warm, their thermoregulation.
Gibson knows something about oil spills. In 1989, she led the wildlife rescue operation for the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska. She says she was ready to go to the Gulf this past summer to work without pay, but she and many of the country's other top wildlife experts were kept away by British Petroleum.
The people who were considered experts, those people were sort of eliminated from any possibility of going down to even see the spill.
So you're telling me you think they deliberately kept people like you away from the scene so you wouldn't witness it?
I don't know any other reason. You have to wonder.
Gibson also wonders about the future. She notes that pressing environmental issues like climate change were hardly mentioned by candidates in the midterm elections, and she regularly hears from people who don't understand what she's doing.
And I had a friend of mine who's a businessman, and he said, "I'm working for my grandchildren. What are you working for?" I thought, you know, I'm working for my grandchildren too, and for your grandchildren, and for everybody's grandchildren. It's the future.
You can learn more about Marge Gibson's Wildlife Rescue Center at her website, raptoreducationgroup.org. In rural Langlade County, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.